Okay, so next up we have Felix and Corvin talking about predictive maintenance using acoustics. So please.
Yeah, hi everyone. I'd like to start by saying a big thanks to all the organizers and volunteers at FOSDEM. Thanks for organizing everything. It's really great. As was mentioned in the introduction, we are doing predictive maintenance, and in our project we decided to focus on acoustic data. So we work for Deutsche Bahn, and you might know the trains, but actually, it's like a big company. They have lots of machinery everywhere, and maintenance costs should be reduced with modern techniques. So that's what we're trying to do. And today we talk about a specific use case, what we have the most experience with now, and that's escalators. So when we talk with people about predictive maintenance for escalators, everyone assumes, okay, it must be quite easy because they make these really loud noises, so you can maybe set some kind of threshold on how loud the machine noises are. But as you can see in this picture, there's actually like a lot of moving parts and many things can break. So we found out it's a bit more complex. So why is escalators an interesting machine? So I want to focus on that one point here. So if an escalator is broken, it can even lead to the situation that the train needs to be redirected if the fire escape is basically only available through the stairs. So it's like a really bad thing for our customers who are traveling, and we really want to avoid that. And we have a really high availability that we need to maintain. So it's really expensive if you use traditional maintenance methods. We found out, and so our customer wants to know how are the machines changing over weeks or months. But to actually get to the point where you can get some kind of trend or warn them that they should send the service technicians, we need to go down as far as milliseconds to actually understand what kind of different sound events are these machines making, and only then can we get back to the actual problem and aggregate over that to find a result over weeks or sometimes months. And this is what this talk is going to be about, how we first go on the millisecond level and then kind of get back to the actual problem.
Okay, so the next slide is just to emphasize on this problem we have. There are a lot of machine learning requirements from our customers, and in the end it all comes down to we have to model sounds which happen within milliseconds. For example, a squeak or a grind noise from the machine, it's like just a short burst of audio which we definitely want to detect, and then further aggregate to over longer time periods. So we are actually in the position to record